Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Hip Hop Saved My Life podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Now sit back, because it's time for the podcast.
Okay, welcome to Hip Hop Saved My Life episode, what are we, 13 now?
13, yeah. The lucky 13. The lucky.
No. How are you, Ramesh?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah? Life treating you well?
Yeah, solid.
Last one was a good one, wasn't it, with Bam?
Yeah, yeah. Really insightful. I learned a lot.
A lot of pressure on the next guest, isn't there?
Yeah, he's, and from one hip-hop legend to another.
Yeah.
he's very nervous.
He's very nervous. We're going to ask following Bam from the Jungle Brothers, so I'd be nervous if I was him. You got any anecdotes, mate? Oh, it's difficult because we're doing a double record here.
Yeah.
We're doing a triple, actually.
I don't get out much.
No.
Maybe we'll save it for
episode 14. The next one. Okay, great.
Well, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you too, mate. I went to the dentist.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Actually, I think I'm grinding my teeth in my sleep. Because of these... I've given up smoking. I've got Nicorette patches.
Right.
And apparently that's one of the side effects, and they are hurting.
Your teeth are hurting?
Yeah.
You need to get a...
Hit me in on this one.
that's my teeth.
Tom, keep your powder dry. I know you're chomping at the bit. you need to get a mouth guard, mate.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, you get a mouth guard. Well, no, you don't wear it all the time, right, just when you're sleeping. When you're sleeping, you wear it.
Yeah?
And
is that
sort
a thing,
of
though? Have you had that?
When I went to the dentist... No, I don't know about giving up smoking, but I do know that... I did grind my teeth as well, and they suggested that I'd wear a mouth guard, but I just thought my marriage is so in the doldrums as it is to introduce another level of
mouth guard.
Yeah, I don't know if it could survive. Yeah. Anyway,
God,
let's.
Jesus Christ. If I was on a train with you, so I moved carriage.
You'd be fucking making notes, mate. You'd be making notes. And loving
just been on this train. There's these two fucking wankers
talking about their teeth.
He's one fella. I don't know if he was a dentist, but he knew a lot of fucking. He knew a lot about teeth, the geezer.
This is the bit where we introduce our guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bell end that you're hearing there is our guest for this episode. Comedian, actor, just all round.
Producer now, yeah.
Rapper, yeah.
Cool guy.
All round fucking Man legend. It is Tom Davis. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Ramesh.
Thank you, Ramesh.
No. Give yourself a cool nickname.
Ramesh.
I don't know what it is. You know, I listened to it. I was afraid.
Don't
know.
Mind Ramesh, though.
Ramesh. Yeah,
for the first two episodes of this, I didn't even know it was you, and I'm actually working with you at the same time. It's almost like
it's my dirty secret.
I should say to people that Rupert has been working for me.
Yeah, what's he been working for you on?
I've been lucky enough to film a pilot, and Rupert wrote to me about 2 years ago, saying if
I
ever
just really wanted to work with
you. Work with me, and also just get into TV.
Yeah,
and we've been doing a lot of these podcasts. I said, listen, kid. I said, if I get a chance, mate, you're more than more than welcome to come along. Yeah, right, so I hope he's learned a lot, you know.
In what capacity was he working with you?
He started off as a runner.
Yeah.
Then we had to just demote him.
For Tom Davis.
So he ended up being my PA for a lot of it.
Right, getting
coffees.
Going through
my lines. Yeah. But no, he's a sweet kid, and I think I should tell everyone that Rupert is 48. And this is his second go at life.
Yeah, there was a big thing that happened, and he had to sort of burn his bridges. There,
yeah.
Didn't it? Well, his actions burned his bridges.
Yeah.
So you sort of
I like to think between
handed
us,
out an olive Rom, branch.
Like between, you know, you've helped, you've given him a little bit of work. I hope that, you know,
yeah.
And I sort of said to him, look, here's a bit of, you know, at the end of the day, what I've been doing is I've been buying my lunches, buying my dinners, a few coffees. And said, any change that's left, you can have.
Oh, that's nice.
You know? I like to do stuff like that.
Does he get excited when he busts out a 20 thinking, oh?
Yeah, then I do a massive food order. Oh, look at me, fella. You ain't getting much change out of 20.
I am here.
No, it's good of you. I just thought, get him on the podcast.
He's been brilliant. He's really
try and bring things back up a little bit.
The money's great.
It's helped with his confidence as well, you know.
Yeah.
He started looking people in the eye.
Yeah, he's really come out of himself, isn't he?
He's not old Mopey Magendi anymore.
No, he's Moped Magendi, actually.
Yeah.
Really exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, he's told everyone about that.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know about this with his teeth, so that's another. That saved me a conversation on the dining bus next week. Did you hear that? He says that generally. Did you hear the podcast? I do listen to it. Fast forward for your bits.
Here's a little bit that we like to call. How did you get into hip hop?
So, Tom, you're a hip hop fan?
I'm not just. I'm more of.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Why it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, hip hop is a lifestyle for me.
Okay.
Yeah. I love it, yeah.
How did you first get into hip hop, mate?
13, 14, I suppose. It's that
doggy
question.
Style.
Yeah, doggy style.
Was some hip hop in the background.
I love this podcast. I generally actually do. I'm dreading the fact that halfway through it, you do what you do with everyone else and make it feel like shit. By going, this is the worst one we've ever done.
I don't ever say that.
I know you
we've
don't.
We've only done that a couple of times.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. But in all fairness, mate, you really destroy people when you say that.
Yeah,
we work on confidence in this industry, Ramesh.
See how it goes.
So doggy style, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was that was the first thing that I sort of got.
How did you get a copy of Doggy Style, mate? Did you buy it yourself?
It was through school. I think
school.
Someone at
school. Do you know when like someone would buy a copy of something and then record it for everybody?
Yeah, put it on a tape.
Yeah.
And I think that was because
it was sort of Spotify, analog Spotify, that one.
Because you grew up in Guildford, right?
Crawley. I don't know where'd you get Guildford from?
I don't know. I just think you look like you're from Guildford. same place, isn't it? Sort of thing, but and it was that sort of suburb thing of starting wearing Kalkani jeans,
Dreading Kalkani,
and all that. So, Doggy Style was sort of the first insight into it and becoming West Coast,
versus East,
all day long.
Yeah. Do you listen to Doggy Style now,
sort of around summer? It was, I think when I was doing Scroobius Pip about you, come summertime, you throw it on, Daddy, we like to party,
Do you want to pick? I don't really much, do you want to pick up that name or.
Scribbies Pip.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know if you
I like to drop a name every now and again. There'll be a lot of that, mate.
We've had him on, mate.
Yeah, no, he's great. Yeah. I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah. I enjoyed you being on his podcast as well.
Thank you, mate. Cheers, thank you.
Doggy Style, you can't. Well, I'm not allowed to listen to it anymore. Because
really, why not?
Well, not in the car anyway, because my wife says the kids are like.
My wife now hates it. Literally any
Recently
sort of,
married Tom Davis.
Yeah. I haven't mentioned that, actually. No. Yeah, if I put anything sort of old school, because I like sort of the older school stuff.
Yeah.
But if you put on sort of Doggy Style or sort of All Eyes on Me or something, my missus hates it. Even like Killer Mike now, she just goes, what is this? Why would you listen to this? It's so angry.
What does she listen to?
Westlife. What the heck? No, she's Rihanna, all that. She's very sort of.
Rihanna, right.
Yeah. All that sort of. She's very, sort of, very now and hit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she's only 18.
You pay for her Spotify.
For her pocket money.
She can't have her own account yet.
No, and in the Philippines, it's hard to find music. She's learning a lot about Western culture just through what we're doing here.
Yeah, and listen, can I also, fingers crossed, she passes that citizenship test?
Yeah, I think she knows. That's what the whole wedding's for. Yeah. If I'm honest. I sort of now and again, I'm like, listen, babe, let's have a little listen to this.
Yeah.
Get out of the kitchen for 10 minutes, have a little listen to some West Coast.
Jesus Christ.
we'll edit that bit out.
Keep it in.
Yeah, destroy me.
Yeah.
She's not a big fan of that sort of music, but I still listen to it. I'll still get together with the guys that I grew up with. Like a couple of times a year, I'll meet up with them.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we can't all make shows with our friends and family, Womish. Some of us have got to, sort of fly the bird coop. my dad's really struggling at the moment. He'd love to be in a TV show, but he can't act. a lot of guys, we went to West Ham and sort of it was the sort of people that I'd be going to when I was going there with when I was 15, and that was the music we were listening to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hip hop didn't save my life. It is my life.
So. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. There's
your sting right there.
Hey, man, what's your favourite hip hop album?
What would you say is your favourite hip hop album of all time?
All Eyes on Me is an amazing one.
Okay, so hold on. We might have, this might be a first here on the Hip Hop Saving Life podcast, because you're a big Tupac fan.
Yeah.
Do you prefer Tupac or Biggie?
I have this really... Growing up, it was all just Tupac, right?
Yeah.
And as I've grown older and I've grown bigger, I styled myself on Biggie a little bit more with my dressing.
See that, yeah.
Because it was a big man
who
fucking had some swag.
Yeah.
And I was never going to look like Tupac.
You're certainly a big man.
Yeah. So Biggie now has become a little bit more of an idol. But no, Tupac, as a hip-hop artist.
Yeah. Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Back a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb-ass him be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimps be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money-making machines serving fiends. I always thought with Biggie as well that it was moments, even in some of his bigger hits, that where he sort of copied hooks a bit and stuff.
Whoa, yeah. What the fuck, dude? Like, give me an example.
I think it's in Juicy where he does the thing, Biggie, 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 Can't You See? And then that's taken Doggy, 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 Can't You See?
Well, which in itself is taken from Slick Rick. You know, I mean, it's imitation sort of as a form of flattery, isn't it? You know, I think...
That's why you do all that Tom Davis material on stage.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
I mean, that's the thing about when you come from Crawley and Croydon. Essentially, we are East and West Side. You know?
Yeah,
that's why you ran and hid in Guildford. Yeah.
So, All Eyes on Me. So, so Tupac is like a big thing for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was sort of... I think that's the thing for me. It was listening to that sort of music. We sort of growing up, Would you do the thing of driving around in like an old shitty Fiesta?
Yeah, of course, I mean, that's like a rite of passage, right?
And the Boys in the Hood had sort of launched. I remember seeing that, setting up and watching that at school. So we all just started thinking that we were sort of driving into Croydon.
Yeah.
Or West Croydon and just think we're it. I remember going to Crawley once in a Fiesta, driving around, thinking
Shit, you came through the hood.
Yeah, man.
Did you get any shit?
Man, I was looking for you, man. I heard your fucking rep. Yeah, I knew what you were about. I was like... Yeah, Ricky!
Do you know what I thought about Boys in the Hood while we're talking about that film?
Yeah.
Great film.
Amazing film.
But what I didn't like about it is at the end of it, it does like a bit where they tell you what happened to the characters next, right?
Yeah.
But it's a fictional film. Like, if it's a real life story, I get that. You have a caption of what they went on to do. It's a fucking made up film.
Yeah,
right?
But I like that at the end of any film. I'd have that at the end of Little Mermaid.
What would you have?
She basically rocked
everyone. Everyone underwater thought she was a complete bitch for selling out her whole people just for this dude.
Or everyone thought she was amazing for getting on with her life. This is the difference between me and you. The contrast between me and you will always be. You're a pessimist and I'm an optimist.
I'm not a pessimist, mate. I just think the way she fucking sold out everyone in a heartbeat, didn't even think about it, mate.
Yeah, I actually think she did think about it. And she probably thinks of that, sits there in her ivory tower thinking, I wonder what Sebastian's up to these days.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a little crab wife and some crab kids.
Well, no, he hasn't. He's probably been served up in a little fucking hot pot to her husband, bitch.
You don't know that, Romesh.
I'm just speculating.
Yeah, but if at the end of the movie we'd been told, we'd know. We know what happened to everyone else in Poison Hood. It's like Quantum Leap.
What did they say happened next?
Well, they don't say what. Just the film ends.
No, it doesn't.
The film ends.
Ice Cube was killed.
It says Doughboy. They make that small concession to suspension. Yeah. But Doughboy was killed. He's walking away, isn't he?
It's and like then
he
Stand
just
By Me.
He just disappears. Doughboy was killed.
2 weeks later.
Fades out.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, Doughboy was killed.
My favourite thing about that was the three stair steps with, Ooh, Child, Things Are Going to Get Easier.
Oh, yeah.
I love that song. And then Tupac took it on. It still gets me that when I listen to that tune.
I really wanted us to have like a boulevard like they do where all the lowriders are and that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
You sort of had outside McDonald's in any town.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you know, and
just along there.
And nothing was as cool.
No.
And everyone would be in shitty old Fiestas,
Astra,
and Escorts. Yeah, and someone in a van, a souped up van.
And there'd be like, there'd be like one 30-year-old that's just fucking got no life.
And it was that, do you remember that moment where you were listening to sort of hip-hop and everything, and you would have that guy, it was about 4 or 5 years older, who'd wait outside the school for the girl who's in your class. That's such a
weird
thing.
Oh my God, it's so insane, isn't it?
It's Carrie there. Yeah. She's in detention. Don't look at her.
Yeah.
Fucking look at her.
Can you go tell her Matt's here?
Yeah. Leaning on his car, his souped up car. Fucking Halford's uniform on. Come and get some new rims for your bike if you want. Yeah. I'm not going to be your friend, Matt.
Got some mags
you're
if you want.
You're having sex with a child. Even I know that's
you've got a nice car, mate, but you're still a paedophile.
Oh, and you're a cool one with great fashion sense, but you're the nonce.
So you were into Tupac, and is that still your favourite artist?
I listen to, like, I've got weird things that, do you remember Warren G? What was the film it was for?
Regulate, you're talking about?
No, not Regulate. It was a film he did, and it took a hook from a Tina Turner song, What's Love Got To Do With It?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When G held the hole, come up in a place, dollar signs of my eyes and a smiling face. That, I love that, like, sort of weirder stuff that they did. Like,
yeah.
I do like commercial hip-hop.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a, you know, I've got a lot of time for that sort of stuff. Chronic, Dre, I love.
Yeah,
great. Like the Watcher on that, I think it would be one of. I just really just want that at my funeral. Things just ain't the same for gangsters.
do you know one of the things that there's some lyrics on that. I think with gangster rap, particularly Dr. Dre, is really guilty of it. And I know he has like other people writing his lyrics, right? Yeah. But there's one of the lyrics that he says where he says you've got teeth in your mouth, so my dick's got to fit. I just don't. It's so many issues I've got with that lyric.
Yeah, I mean, it's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah. What are you suggesting?
But
would you prefer somebody toothless? Or
a homeless woman? I love the thought of him just walking.
I mean, who says that to another human? I don't really fancy giving you a
bag. I just like the thought of Tupac, Dre and Snoop just sitting around, and Snoop being like, man, I just love big titties, and Tupac being like, I love a big ass, and Dre going, you know what I like? A woman with no teeth. Homeless.
But just if a woman,
toilet paper
if a woman's
ass
telling you she doesn't fancy giving you oral sex, you go, come on, love, you got teeth in your mouth, so my dick's got a foot, isn't
it? Yeah. It's not a great chat line. Do you know what I mean?
And she goes, all right, you know, fair point.
That's what they're for. I thought they were for eating. And actually, in all fairness, teeth are the only thing in your mouth you don't need when you're sucking a dick. Talking from experience.
Oh, Christ. Okay, so you don't like big... what else do you like apart from Tupac and all that shit?
Yeah, well, sort of the West Side stuff.
So you're a West Coast fan?
Yeah, he's pretty consistent, yeah. Though.
Is he? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Just all about West Coast?
Oh, you know what song I do? I've got on... I know, I've listen to
Sorry,
sometimes.
That was ridiculous, the amount of noise I made with that.
Yeah, I know, yeah, mate, yeah. Just wait for that.
It's a power move. I've been classic dealing with this power shit. Move from Romesh.
Oh, I know, yeah. It's because I put my hand on his shoulder. Yeah. I always like the fact of Romesh that he is quicker, funnier, but if it came down to a fight, I could beat him up.
Oh, easy.
Yeah. And that's essentially what we're dealing with, East and West Side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you may have you're like Puff Daddy, and I'm like Suge Knight.
Devastated.
That is one of the worst things that anyone's ever said to me.
I used to love Suge Knight.
Did you?
It was a horrible piece.
What was it, the rape or the...
Yeah.
The whippings?
No, when you're a kid, you don't know about that. And also, I couldn't rap. And I wasn't any good at that stuff. But what I used to like, the idea of being able to organise people.
Yeah, right. Like, to say to somebody...
Bully people into working for me. I've not got any credible talent. Yeah. I mean, obviously now I think he's a ridiculously disgusting human being.
Yeah.
But... you know, as a sort of 15-year-old child, you know, he's pretty cool.
It's amazing, isn't it? You must be the only person I know that sort of, who's your role model?
Suge Knight. Suge Knight, don't you like Biggie? No. I like to get a blowjob from a woman with no teeth. Like Dre and Sir.
Puffy's so annoying. I mean, we've talked about Puffy before, but fucking
he's so annoying.
Yeah.
I find that in every single aspect of that sort of... you know... get him to a Greek, he ruins for me.
It's not whoa, annoying in that film.
He's no 50 Cent, mate, in Southpaw.
Jesus Christ.
50 Cent's great in Southpaw. But no, I just P. Diddy. Don't change your fucking name. You've worked years to build up the Puff Daddy brand.
Yeah.
And then you change it to P. Diddy. Oh, what? How do you go down from Puff Daddy as a rapping name? P. Not... fucking Diddy. It sounds like saying at the Teletubbies.
Do you not think that's like an ultimate power play, though? Like, I think it's so confident.
That's not you, right? You're someone I respect as a comedian. Ramesh Ranganathan,
can
right?
we get that just...
Yeah, no, get that as a sting if you want, because it's the only time I'll ever say it, right? I think you're brilliant. Like everyone goes, well, Ramesh Ranganathan. My pals on my stag do literally were in awe that you're a friend of or someone I know. And it's like you then just come walking out, right, and yeah. calling yourself, I don't know, R-Pithy or something like that. And
R-Pithy?
Yeah, I don't know.
What would you call yourself? R-Bud.
R-Bud.
Yeah. Where's Ramesh? Oh, he's called R-Bud now, and he's not doing as good comedy.
Yeah, but I don't think when Puff Daddy changed his name to P. Diddy, anyone's thinking, oh, his hip-hop's got worse.
No, I don't think it was that. I just think he has got infinitely worse.
By the way,
worse.
In that video for, and I'm not a golfer, but I will say this, in the video
I'd love to play golf
for Bad Boys for Life.
Mm. Actually, genuinely, do you want to go and play foot golf one day?
Foot golf?
Yeah, do you want
to play foot golf?
It's like you play football but with golf, so you kick the ball instead of hitting it with a club. It basically takes all the skill out of
what,
golf.
What, kick a golf ball?
It's a really good
Do you kick
course.
A golf ball?
No, you kick a football, and it's got bigger holes.
Well, it'll have to, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. All right, mate. Cheers. Thanks. I was just trying to do that.
How is your...
I'll play foot golf with you.
Yeah.
That you have to. Right.
So have you played business?
It
before?
I've never played it.
Oh, right.
I'll happily be a caddy.
Big bag of footballs.
we've lost another two.
Me and you in the pub.
Roommate over the fence.
I'll get it, lads.
Yeah. Go get it from Matt's house.
You're not coming in here again! How many more balls? This isn't a front golf course. I'm sorry. I'd have come back a couple of years, but I'm back on top.
What a journey.
Where are your running spikes? You can't make Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah, he's got the worst golf swing that I've ever seen. You know, there's a bit where he's just showing how great his lifestyle is.
Yeah.
And he takes a hit at a golf ball. It's the worst. Genuinely the worst, man. It's fucking bad.
He's just got a smarmy sort of way of, you know, and I just can't ever imagine him, like, with Tupac and Big E and Snoop Dogg. 50, they all felt like they were from that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Puff Daddy just felt like the rich kid who just sort of crept in.
Yeah.
You know, can I be your friend?
He was the dancer, wasn't he, originally?
What?
Puff Daddy
was a dancer.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that's how it started.
Oh, fuck it. I actually genuinely walked in this room thinking I couldn't hate him anymore.
Famously hates dancers.
Yeah.
Anyone who could dance.
Anybody that shows,
I fucking hate people.
Anybody
with
that shows any natural rhythm, it's fucking Tom finds so offensive.
Mate, I've got a beef with Louis Spence.
Yeah.
I see the geezer, it's going on.
Yeah. Well, combine that with your homophobia. It's a fucking, it's a strong mix, isn't it?
Bloody hell. What are we coming to here?
So hold on, I didn't know this about Puff Daddy.
I didn't know he was a dancer.
Yeah.
So who did he
Check
dance
the facts.
For?
I can't remember. I think it was one of those sort of.
I think it's like
was around.
What?
You know. He was,
can you go? You need, you need to Google that.
Him rocking up and just being like, a,
do you need a dancer? Do you need a dancer in the background? And
no, there's a lot of gunfire.
He go, Puffy, we're finished now. We're finished, mate. Track's finished. I won't stop because I can't stop. Just carries on, just on his own.
P. Diddy used to be a backup dancer for Big Daddy Kane.
Fucking hell.
Jesus. I'd like to go
Heavy
through
D.
every hip hop video ever made from back in the day and try and find him just dancing.
Yeah. Like
if there's a gun battle, or, you know, what's a Snoop Dogg song when he's got all the dogs running through the warehouse?
Oh, that's Warehouse Dog.
It's amazing. I love you.
Oh, can I just say, somebody tweeted me, right? Because I said that I don't think that P. Diddy's done a single good verse ever on a track.
Mm.
And somebody tweeted me that the Dolly My Baby remix, Supercat, he's quite good on that. Puff Daddy hops, Blink Trooper from the Joe Pump with mad props. I think the funky fly remix get my man remake. Hit the high deck that they get on your radio. It's the bad boy, yo, making mad noise, yo. 93's the act like you know, bro. Puff Daddy rolling through a Supercat in Mary Jane. So what you say, what you say? And actually. I have to admit that it was an oversight. My part. He is quite good on that.
Tend to play that now.
I know. Also, we have to wait.
We're not actually going to play it.
We can't edit it in. So what you have to do is we just have to sit silently for 2 minutes while we would be playing.
And then at the end of it, just go, "Wow, actually, you know what, Ramesh? I actually don't hate the guy now, and I kind of like dancers and people who can't play golf."
Is there any other stuff you like?
Well, any other music?
No, I don't want to hear about any other music. Any other hip hop artists that you?
Do you know? I was having a barbecue Saturday, and some.
Another thing I want to get. Do you at that Rupaj?
Yeah. Yeah, it was lovely, though.
Fucking hell!
Mate, also, the fact is that I've never met your kids, and you just moan about them all the time. And I've got nice things in my house, and like, you're all saying out like they're like destructive and stuff. I've seen pictures; they look like lovely kids. But I'm worried about inviting you round, and they say, "Look, you and Lisa are welcome."
I mean, if you think that I would have my children anywhere near you, you are fucking dreaming, mate.
At a barbecue where Rupert's there.
Yeah.
Oi.
Fucking old. The new Matt. You think I'd have my kids around him?
Where's Rupert? He's just out with all the kids. He's great with them. Yeah, no.
Come and play golf ball.
I had a good story about Old Dirty Bastard the other day. In a recording studio once, someone outside had a heart attack and Old Dirty Bastard ran out and saved their life.
Did he?
By giving them CPR. Wow. Yeah, friends. It was one of those things that we were all drunk the other night and someone told me that story. That was beautiful. I love the idea.
How did he die? Someone wasn't there for him.
Yeah. That's the circle of life, though, Rupert.
It's amazing, isn't it, how the order of those words makes his name cool? Because Old Dirty Bastard is cool, but Dirty Old Bastard, that's not a good rap name, is it?
I like the thought of the all sitting down and going through what his name would be.
Thinking of, bastard.
I like the word dirty, I like the word old, and I like the word bastard. Right, what about if you're old dirty bastard?
Let's workshop this.
Yeah. Right, now we've got 20 people in it. Someone's having a heart attack. I've got this.
Yeah. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all.
waking up, someone saving your life and going, "You're a dirty bastard." Yeah. Yes, I am. And I've just saved your friggin' life.
Oh, God. Anyway, sorry, you're having a barbecue?
Yeah, we're having a barbecue, and that came on, and someone told me that fact. Right. We were all getting down. We were listening to some old school stuff. It was nice. Yeah. Regulate's an amazing song, isn't it?
Banging.
Yeah, it's a great song, yeah.
It's one of the greats. I love that tune. It literally takes me back every time I listen to it to the old days. Yeah. To literally, did you used to have a big leather jacket you used to knock about in?
No.
Oh, well, you didn't live then, did you? Yeah, I suppose you were probably... Actually, you'll probably start wearing one next week now. I told you they're cool. Yeah, a pair of Reebok Classics.
Yeah.
Busting up Sutton High Street. It's in a Regulate.
Oh, yeah. Do you grow up in Sutton?
Sutton and Croydon, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know Sutton?
I do know it a bit, mate, yeah.
You taught at the school I went to, didn't you? The Beacon.
I did teach at the Beacon,
yeah.
Yeah.
I was there, I was just finishing when you were teaching.
he was the big one at the back. Special needs.
Yeah. He'd repeated 15 times.
Yeah. It's a big lad in there. He's got a really sweet temperament. He thinks he's super.
Has everyone understood that? Death row. All right, Tom. All right, he's off again.
All right, fella. Go and get yourself a nice cold ice pop.
He's wearing one of those big protective helmets. With headphones.
Should make an Ethan. Make an Ethan.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Live, do you watch much of it live?
Yeah, Jay-Z at Glastonbury. Maybe the best thing I've ever seen.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got.
Were you part of the group of people that thought that he shouldn't have been headlining?
No, I thought he should. I thought he's fucking the biggest music star in the world at the time. Incredible. And that was, because I was working on the markets then, so I used to sell T-shirts. And I was fortunate enough to be overlooking the main stage. I did that for what, 5 or 6 years?
Selling T-shirts at festivals?
Yeah. And by far the best headline I've ever seen at Glastonbury. Incredible, fucking amazing. Look, that entrance is up there for just literally like hairs on the back of your neck, because no one, you know, that whole, have you seen the video?
Yeah.
You seen it? Yeah. And then coming out ruining Oasis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And pretty amazing. We've got 99 problems, haven't we? We're going to be putting on our title track for our new show.
A cover version.
Because we're not allowed to use the actual one.
What were the crowd like that day? Were they like anti him, or were they?
No, I mean, I think they weren't as bad as Rest Am last night. They were. I think they were buzzing for it. It genuinely put on an amazing show, and I think, you know, it sort of did open the gates for more people coming and doing that, didn't it? You know, and sort of. Liam Gallagher turned around and said he shouldn't be there. Seems quite
probably made
ridiculous.
Everyone support him more. Whereas when Kanye did it, he was sort of he split everyone more than
Kanye played it a little bit wrong, didn't he? Do you know what I mean?
The lovely thing with Jay-Z is Jay-Z completely just sort of went right. Well, fair enough. There's all this animosity towards it, and it's like, you know, I was going to festivals for years and years, and you know the way that Glastonbury has turned from sort of being that, you know, a hippie-ish festival. I mean, hippies in general don't mind that. Yeah. It's hilarious that you have someone who literally take their kids to Glastonbury and give them their first pill and their first sample of drugs, and then ground them if they have a McDonald's. but the commercial aspect was all of a sudden, you know, there's chain eateries, Pizza Express is there. So just by the nature of it, it means the crowd's going to change.
Yeah.
So you can't, the music has to change. You have to go with stuff that's current, that's stuff that people want to see.
I mean, the overlap of the Venn diagram of Jay-Z and Pizza Express is insane.
Pizza Express do everything with him, mate.
Yeah.
So any... You know,
he gets free pizza.
I'll tell you what, this is one of the things I'll teach you now, Ramesh.
Okay, go on.
Right, you see a new Pizza Express opening, Jay-Z will follow. It's all happening, mate.
What do you think his favourite pizza is?
Sausage Giuseppe.
Why?
I just think because it's the best pizza there.
Is that the one with the egg on it?
No, that's a Fiorentina.
Fiorentina.
Yeah. Yeah. I also think that surely he'd have changed his name. What an awful name to... Like, if your name was Sloppy, surely they were thinking, like, let's just call it something else. What's his actual name? You know, instead of just a Sloppy...
What is on a Sloppy Giuseppe?
Meat. Cheese.
Meat, and then he burps.
This is in the advert.
Burps.
Yeah. Well, I'm big chump. There's nothing I like more than sitting down with Jay-Z for a Sloppy Giuseppe. Two more Sloppy. Throwing a doughboy into my fat mouth.
What do you like at Pizza Express?
Diavolo. Is it? The American.
Whenever
hot.
You start
American
a conversation
hot,
about
American
food,
hot.
I'm always know that we're teetering on the brink of veganism.
What do you mean?
I spent I spent like a week with you once.
Right.
And that by the end of it, I'm the biggest meat eater ever. I actually genuinely went home to my missus and went, you know what? I'm thinking about doing a vegan thing for a couple of months. And she went, but you'd never do it. And I went, just talking to Ramesh. You literally brainwashed me.
No, that is not, look, you're giving the impression to people that I try and brainwash.
You're like a cult.
You're very righteous. And the other thing is, you are probably the most intellectual person I know.
What a damning indictment of your friends.
How many people do you know?
No, it is. Dude, don't make me... I'm not complimenting you on that. I'm saying, of all the people I know...
I am not a tub thumper for veganism, right? And in fact, I've had...
No, but this is what I'm saying. Yeah. You weren't tub thumping and going, go be a vegan.
Yeah.
But you made some very good arguments. And what you actually did was, it was very manipulative, because you were dropping it in situations where I was actually listening, going, instead of like standing in front of the whole room going, everyone should be a vegan.
Yeah.
You said some very funny things about veganism, but very apt.
Yeah.
So by the end of the week, I was like,
that's when we,
I felt disgusting.
It was really good fun to hang out with Tom.
Yeah, I loved it, mate. And we learned to dance. Actually, we learned to dance.
Yeah, we did learn to dance about on House of Fools, yeah.
Yeah, talking about a puff. And actually, you did do a really camp voice.
No, I was told to.
Well, I don't know about that.
It wasn't my choice to do that.
Come on.
But they do a vegan pizza at Pizza Express.
Do they? What's it like?
No cheese.
Pianta, it's called, which in Italian means plant. I mean, I just think, give it a better name than that.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Like the wuss.
What's the Italian for wuss?
Fucking unbelievable, this guy.
El wuss. No, that's Spanish.
It's got pine nuts.
Mmm. Drying my mouth out beautifully. Gary
spinach.
Ooh.
Tomato.
Rocket. Tomato. Yeah.
Nice.
Olives. Vegan cheese. Mm-hmm.
It's not chili. Got vegan cheese,
is it? What's it got? Any cheese?
It's got no cheese on
it's
it.
It's not a pizza. Then.
What's really funny, right? First of all, fuck you, all right?
What? No, yeah, I'm saying that how can it be a pizza if it hasn't got cheese on it?
Well, actually, some people that aren't vegan don't like cheese in the pizza.
Yeah, actually, one thing I do love.
Go on.
I've actually turned to vegetarian sausages.
What, yeah, the Linda McCartney ones?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
she's. I like them.
Do you know they've changed the recipe now and they're even better?
Are they?
Yeah, the new ones.
I'm actually going to have that tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
With a bit of mash?
Yeah, with a bit of mash and a bit of vegetarian. I generally, and I tell you, bean burgers.
Yeah.
I fucking love a bean burger at a barbecue.
Oh, mate.
Takes out the risk.
Listening to Old Dirty Bastard.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, with
eating a bean burger.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
I like the burgers. I like the sausages.
Yeah.
Vegetarian bacon can eat a dick.
Yeah.
And in fact, eating a dick would be better.
With no teeth.
With no teeth, just toothless eating of a dick. Yeah, yeah. Just gumming it.
Yeah.
Gumming it and then swallowing.
Gumming bacon.
Yeah. And I love the thought of. I've got to do it again. But all your taste buds are in your teeth.
Oh, man. Hip hop gripes.
Okay, is there anything you don't like about hip hop?
Yeah, I mean, if we're sort of completely honest, just.
Yeah, let's be completely honest.
The,
Let's just be.
You know, bringing it back to the sort of, well, you know, thinking about me young, then listening to it, and it, you know that probably sort of.
What would you be wearing?
What when I was listening to it?
When you were young,
A dready t-shirt.
Right.
Hmm.
Did you probably a Nefco jacket?
Yeah.
Some gravity jeans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pair of Nike Airs.
Big Africa trainer. Pendant.
Yeah. No, we used to have like a massive necklace with our gang sign on it.
I actually.
What was your gang called?
The Tom Davis Five.
The Bean Burgers.
Tom Davis Five.
With five members. We can never, you know, we used to circulate one member.
Right.
If a new kid came to the school, it was quite cool. Yeah.
I actually nicked a VW badge and wore that around my neck.
Did you really?
Yeah.
See, this is a cool side to you. I didn't know.
I know.
Still wearing it.
It wasn't.
I'd like to have got a Jaguar one. So fucking big.
Or just the Audi rings.
It's a shitty old Skoda one. All right. It's a Skoda badge.
You have to drill a hole through the top of it to get your little necklace.
Or just the Ford thing. Like from the thing that says Ford.
Stuck on, not even on a necklace. Yeah.
A little badge. No, I'm not allowed to wear a necklace.
Oh, God. Sorry, what don't you
Yeah, like no, that? But I think there's sort of like the homophobia and the sort of like. The push to violence, and you know, it is stuff when you listen back to some of the stuff. You get the, you know, like the occasional songs that don't sort of touch on that, but a lot of that sort of stuff that we were listening to as young men, that sort of probably had sort of a bearing on how we sort of looked at life, I suppose.
Did you have the Murder Was the Case album?
Yeah. Murder Was the Case of the Game?
Yeah, that was a song on Doggy Style, but then there was a whole Murder Was the Case album. That album, man, it was like a snapshot of
West Coast.
But it had Nate Dogg. Nate Dogg did a solo track on it, One Day. It was good, really good. And Murder Was a Case, Serial Killer. No, what was it? No, Natural Born Killers was on that album with Ice Cube and Dr. Dre.
Did you have that thing with Snoop as well? Is that sort of it? Because, you know, you throw it back to then and you think you didn't have the internet there. So everything was just word of mouth.
Yeah.
And everyone was just. You know that Snoop's a real deal. He's actually killed people.
Yeah,
he's actually real. He's actually a real killer.
Yeah.
So everything he thinks about's real.
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah, I like Snoop because actually, sort of, is what it's about.
And one kid would just sprint over and just go, "He's killed people, so it's more apt than." But Puff used to be a dancer.
Did you ever listen to Ice-T?
Yeah, not really. Nobody's mentioned it on this podcast before. Did you ever listen to him?
Not really. I've got to say. He's OG, that album.
Ice-T, OG.
Yeah, I might even throw back to that and just listen to something.
He did that Body Count album. Mm. I went to see Body Count. He
had Cop Killer and all that.
Cop Killer, yeah. Like, so he did a metal album. Mm.
Really?
Well, he had a metal group called it's Body Count.
Did you listen to Snoop's Rasta album?
No. Well, I listened to a couple of tracks. Snoop Lion.
Yeah.
Snoop Lion.
I thought I liked the documentary about it.
Yeah, I'm sure Snoop doesn't. I'm sure he wants every copy of it destroyed. I mean, it's a man fucking going mental off smoking too much weed, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's what you want to see, isn't it? That's what a good documentary is about.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, you were asking me about what you should do with Series 2 of your show. Do that, mate.
Smoke weed and
smoke
go
mental. Smoke loads of weed, go mental. Yeah.
Rom Lion.
Yeah.
Just fucking yeah. Just have it in there.
Because, I mean, the Series 1 was fucking my favourite thing. I loved it. My old man would phone me about how good that show is. He loved it. Why can't you do so more like this? All that surreal stuff you're doing.
Because I'm not Sri Lankan, Dad.
Yeah, no one wants to see two blokes from Sutton and Croydon going around the world.
They're not even going around the world. They're just around Croydon.
It's in Croydon.
Yeah.
So that's what it's like.
Episode 6, we go to Crawley.
Yeah.
Where's that Romesh live?
So this is Blue Orchid.
You remember? Did you ever go to Blue Orchid?
Yeah, of course I did, mate.
Yeah, it's good.
Matt went there. Blue School Kid, they used to call it, didn't
they? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Had that weird little...
Weirdly. They're closing down Fairfield Halls, aren't they?
Yeah, we just filmed there, haven't we?
We're going to film on the roof.
Oh, that's good. So was that to document
an iconic show? It's basically a look at my life. It's autobiographical.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very, I mean, it's moving, isn't it? It's more of a drama, really.
Right. Yeah.
It's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
With flashbacks to the 90s and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe we'll get you to play a little character in it, you know. Mm. Actually, you could play Matt.
You don't need to throw me a fucking character, bone, mate. Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying, mate.
No, don't make it out like you're fucking at the... I'm the little dog at the bottom of the table there. You're Mr. King throwing down scraps to me. Fuck you, mate.
I'm just saying, it's
scraps. I'll give you a little piece, mate. Don't worry about that.
Scraps around. If you've got some scraps, I'll gladly eat them. There's no kings. There's just knights.
Yeah.
Right? Neither of us are ready to be the king yet. So what I'm saying is there's scraps on the floor that someone has left. I'll eat them, you know, and I'll fight them. I'll fight anyone for those scraps. I'll fight people for those scraps, mate. They're on the floor. You better be willing to know that I'll kill for those scraps.
Yeah, fine.
But what I'm saying, if there's scraps I don't want, you can have them. And in turn, I'll accept any scraps you might have knocking them out in your pockets. This or change. Fucking,
I don't even know what the analogy is anymore.
Even though I'm rubbish. I've made a career out of doing this.
What are you listening to at the moment?
Killer Mike, I love.
Yeah.
Rap music, that's a great show.
Yeah.
I love that.
Are you a Run the Jewels fan?
The group, yeah.
Killer Mike.
I've got into Killer Mike later. I was told to listen to them, so I should probably just...
You should do, mate.
Yeah.
They did a Cat remix album, didn't they?
What's that?
Like an album with like all Cat sort of remixes.
What do you mean?
I don't
know how to explain it, but like all the track titles have got like cat sort of titles, and on the cover there's cats.
Like what? Oh, what of their album?
Yeah.
Oh right.
I'm going to have a little look at this.
I think I might be misrepresenting this slightly, but anyway, look it up.
I love the Butchers. Like the life that I'm living, man, I don't control. Every day I'm in a fight for the soul. Could it be that my medicine's the evidence of kids to stop and frisk me when they roll around on patrol and ask why you're here? I just tell them because it is what it is. I live here and that what it is. Each time you got a dime, I say, man, I'm trying to smoke and chill. Please don't lock me up in front of my key and in front of my wife. Run the Jewels, great.
Yeah.
Killer Mike's good. Anything else?
Sort of.
Doesn't have to be hip-hop, does it?
Oh, no. Well, I've been listening to a lot of Bruce Springsteen recently.
You've been listening to a lot of Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah. I think Bruce Springsteen was the guy that... So, like, Tupac and Bruce Springsteen are very alike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In what way?
Both sellers of the American Dream. Great lyricists.
Lyricists.
Yeah.
Cyclists.
Both brilliant cyclists. You know, Tupac won the Tour de France.
Yeah.
Cheat.
Yeah. They remind me of each other. I think that Bruce Springsteen, if he was born now, would probably be a great hip hop artist.
Right.
He's got, he sells the American dream for the working man.
Yeah.
Do you not listen to, hip hop?
No, I listen to other stuff as well.
Do you not like Bruce Springsteen?
I've never listened to it really. So I couldn't really
have
criticize
a listen,
you or
and then text me about it.
What would be my sort of entry?
I think the album
Streets
The River.
Streets of Philadelphia.
No, don't listen. Jesus
I knew
Christ.
You'd perk up.
I knew that you, yeah.
I'll fucking...
The most commercial track he did. You know, it's just all about...
Dirty Dance. What was it called? Dance in the Dark.
Born in the USA.
Courtney Cox is in the video.
But The River's an amazing And he did one just after 9/11, which is pretty amazing, pretty great.
I was siding with the terrorists. So.
Yeah. Which I really enjoy. Actually, do you know which that's? It talks from both sides of the fence. Mm. It's very good.
Yeah.
It's quite political. I actually don't listen to it. You probably wouldn't understand it. yeah, it's great.
Plug one, plug two. Guest plugs for you.
All right, Tom, well, look, we're almost out of time, mate.
Yeah, wow.
I just want to ask you, what are you up to at the moment that you'd like to plug? We know you've banged on incessantly, more so than you have about hip-hop, about this fucking pile of that you and Roommate just fucking...
obviously, Murder and Success, Phil.
Yes, Murder and Success, Phil. If you haven't watched it, I thoroughly recommend it. It's one of the best things that I've seen in ages. Great. And I was saying to Tom before this, and I meant it, amazing to see a show that is genuinely different. It's amazing, so well done on that.
Thank you, mate.
So we're very excited about series 2. Must be a lot of pressure because series 1 was so successful.
Second album,
what do you do? It's all in the can now, isn't it? So you can't change it now, but imagine if it was just a shitty rehash or whatever.
It is, it's just like any sequel.
Who have you got on?
Just use the same people.
I remember actually Tom after the first series going, are we really wanting to get you on for this series? It's just a shame it's all finished now. But then
we did want
to
get you.
He then went on to do a second series.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, obviously we actually did.
The scraps didn't make it to this particular dog and that.
We generally wanted you on it.
Yeah.
As a guest, but you were so busy. You're so, like, your name was on a list and we were told that you couldn't do those dates.
It's such a liar.
Stuck on a wall.
Yeah, and also, I wanted you to play my Uncle Raj in the third episode when we went to Jaffna. You fucking prick.
I wouldn't get you to play my uncle, but I'm just saying, there's someone you can play within the world that I grew up in.
Yeah.
Like, sort of like a dorky friend or something.
When's Series 2 out then?
Series 2, I think in June, cool. On BBC 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the pilot I've done with Rupert. I don't know if I've mentioned it. It's called Waste Man.
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's sort of
all right, Rupert. Fucking hell.
It's like an autobiography about me, sort of me getting dumped by a girl on Facebook, and then going back to prove that I'm an actual winner in life.
Yeah,
which is what I am now.
Yeah.
But that journey didn't happen overnight, Romesh.
No.
I went on a quest and became the awesome human being that you see sitting in front of you now, that you look up to, not just physically but mentally as well.
This is going to be one hell of an edit job, this, isn't it?
Yeah, no. And you know what, I feel sorry for the sucker that's got to do it. But I think I've actually earned my right to let someone edit this, and by the fact that my trousers are soaked right through.
This is insane. I can't believe that.
I genuinely think the muggiest day of the year, we're sat in a room, I'm hungover, I'm sweating.
All right, mate.
I always get a bit hot and bothered when I'm around you anyway, Robert. You're an attractive man.
Nervous.
Yeah. I like you on your glasses, by the way.
Thanks very much. Sorry. Obviously, what Tom did there. Let me explain what's happened. This is great. This is really good. Because I'm not wearing new glasses, but Tom is, right? So obviously, he wants some fucking shine.
Have a look at the
new glasses. What are you wearing, Tom? What's the deal here?
Thank you for asking. These are custom made, actually.
Are they? Right.
Yeah. Okay. Feller and Camden's been knocking them up for me.
Yeah.
Danger Mouse.
No, I said to you, didn't I? I'll take you down there. What I'm going to do, right, is a favour for letting me come on this podcast,
because
I'm a big fan of yours. I'd love to take you to a vegan restaurant and then take you to this glasses guy in Camden.
Right, okay.
If you'd like to do that.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Right, we'll do it.
Yeah, when you're back from doing your big, you're doing your sequel.
Yeah.
too difficult. Second album's there.
Wow. This does feel like East versus West. Someone will just shoot me in a car.
Who's going to win?
Well, Romesh probably, because he's a lot fucking cooler than I am.
I've got to wrap up because I'm about to pass out.
Yeah.
Tom,
thank you.
Out and I can give you mouth to mouth. I'm 30 bastard. I would love that. That's the only way that this could end well.
How are you going to resuscitate him? I'm going to use my penis. You're not going to get your dick in there.
First of all, I'm going to smash his friggin' teeth out.
Teeth in his mouth, so my dick's got to fit. Right, Tom, thank you very much for coming on, mate. Legend.
Cheers.
Bye.
Nu bij Coolblue. €100 korting op de HP Spectre 2-in-1 laptop met Windows 10. Start je laptop nog sneller op dankzij de 1 TB SSD-schijf. Vandaag besteld op coolblue.nl, morgen gratis thuisbezorgd.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.